Now 48-7 Harbor Beach, if you're keeping score at home in the third quarter still.
It's also 22-20 Sandusky over Ubley with 8 minutes to go in the third quarter there.
Getting closer and closer in a Ubley homecoming. Bad X comes out of the huddle, favoring the left side, working off just inside the left hash, left to right across your radio. Trips to the left, they've been doing a lot of screen passes out of this. Cass City adjusting accordingly. Morneau, the sophomore quarterback, hands it off. Around the right end to number 7, Hines, at the 10-yard line. He's tripped up. Cass City cut the corner off by number 65, Jacob Perry.
He's just been all over today. He just doesn't miss tackles. When he gets his hands on you, you're going to the ground.
Clock continues to go. 4:15 left in the third. 36-16. Bannack trails by 20 to Cass City. Now facing a 2nd and 12 from their own 11-yard line.
Expect more of the same from Bad X, that spread offense, two receivers each side, one of two guys coming in motion, either Bailey Hines, number 7, or Tyler Labor, number 12, the only two guys we've really seen go in motion. Looks like they're stacked three receivers to the near side. Watch over the screen pass.
Morneau back to pass in the pocket, has to scramble, nothing there, has one man to beat. He's past the line of scrimmage to the 12, to the 15, to the 20. And
first
finally
down.
Still on his feet, gets the first down past the 25. Inbounds at the 27-yard line, finally brought down, and we have a flag at the very last minute at the 33-yard line. This potentially could be a late hit or a face mask against Cass City.
Churchill made the tackle for Cass City. I believe whatever this penalty is, he is going to be the guilty part. No.
A block in the back against Bad Axe.
Jeez.
In front of the play. As a Cassidy player is shaken up on the far sidelines. Number 88, Curtis Dickinson, potentially at the receiving end of that block in the back. So from the spot of the foul, from the 27, they're going to march backwards instead of a first down. They're still going, and it's going to be down at the 17-yard line, so a 10-yard penalty. Instead of a first down, it's now 2nd and 6.
Yeah, another unnecessary penalty. That flag came in way late, that block in the back. Besides the fact that it's illegal, was completely and totally pointless.
Now a 2nd and 6, trips to the left, rolling to his right is Morneau on the keeper. Still on his feet past the 20-yard line, rumbles out to the 24-yard line. Looks like he has the first down by about a yard. They may bring out the chains just in case, though. But nope, they're saying first down for the Hatchets. The drive stays alive even after a few penalties against Bad Axe with 3:18 left as the clock starts back up right now in the third quarter. Bad Axe trails by 20, 16-36 to Cass City.
Good resilience by Bad Axe, still fighting to get first downs.
And that's something we haven't seen in past years against for the Hatchets.
Especially not in the second half. This team looks tough and wants to score every time they get the ball.
A little bit of high snap, but Morneau pitches it out to 25. Kennedy, who's out across the 27, trying to make things work out of what should have been a fumble. And the pitch is good enough for 5 yards to Kennedy, number 25. And now brings up a 2nd and 5.
That's actually back-to-back tackles made by number 71. Sam Boots.
2.5 to play in the third. That's Sam Boots' 4th tackle of the night. Cass City being led by 9 tackles from Jacob Perry. Bad Axe in a typically fast offense, but they're taking about 30 seconds between each play in the huddle, taking their time out of it. Trips to the right. One man in the backfield is Kennedy. Morneau in the pistol. Back to pass, has time, gets rid of it,
no.
But actually threw it down. The release, bad release. Just couldn't go, as Rod Allen would say, didn't have a handle on that one. And it's an incomplete pass, and now brings up 3rd and 5.
He changed his mind at the last second, but it was a little too late as the ball just kind of looked like he spiked it into the ground almost.
A glorified spike.
Yeah.
And now 2 minutes to play in the third. 36-16.
For Harbor Beach, Eli Kraft picks off his 3rd pass of the day and takes this one 42 yards for a touchdown. Harbor Beach leads 48-7 over Memphis.
Not a bad homecoming for Harbor Beach, as Bad Axe is still in the huddle.
I hope they're coming up with something creative here, Clark, because they're behind. So it's no point in wasting too much time here.
In the pocket, looking to pass, has to get rid of it. There's defenders all over him, and he's going to end up taking the sack behind the line of scrimmage. Was looking for Tyler Labor, who is deeply covered on the far sideline. It's going to be a loss of a yard. Now brings up fourth and six for the Hatchets.
Number 51, Josh Daniels, the junior.
Now, Dave, being down by three touchdowns, do you go for it here with the fourth quarter looming?
I think so. I don't see why not. It's homecoming, your first home game of the year, your 0-3. I don't see a reason why not to with fourth and six.
They're showing punt right now as Drew Field and Dickinson are ready to return it. They stand on their own 38-yard line. Morneau is punting, and it's a beautiful punt. It's at the 39-yard line. It's actually fumbled and by Curtis Dickinson and recovered by Curtis Dickinson back on the 32-yard line. So we'll actually give that a negative six return to Curtis Dickinson, who muffed the punt. And he actually hurt his right ankle in doing so. He's trying to walk it off right now with a minute seven left in the third.
Number 26, Tyler Gray, gets credit for the tackle on that play.
Bad X trailing by 20 points. We're a minute seven from the fourth.
Very good punt there by Morneau as he gets no return, if not negative on that
negative
return.
Negative six.
That would be a good case there for not going for it, is to switch fields and hope your defense can come up with a stop.
And now we have an official's timeout. It appears that the officials dropped some of their gear. And so now they're getting back in position. And we're ready to start this drive. Forecast City. Receiver wide each way, working off the left hash. Two men in the backfield, almost in a pro set. It's a handoff to Personowski right up the middle. And he somehow drives forward to about the 39-yard line. It's going to be a gain of six. Actually, gain of seven out to the 39, second and three.
The senior defensive lineman, Nick Crotchin, in on the tackle.
45 seconds left in the third. Dakota Hartle in no rush with a 20-point lead. Forecast City out of the huddle. Same formation, receiver wide each way, two men in the backfield. Number 26, Perzanowski, and number six, Sawyer Cuthrell. It's a handoff to Perzanowski up the middle. And he drags his defenders across the 45 down to the 46. A gain of 7 yards and enough for a first down. Move the chains for Cass City.
Austin Wushlager, first on the scene for that Hatchet defense.
19 seconds left of the third. Clock stopped momentarily to move the chains. First down markers at the Bad Axe 45. This really doesn't make sense, Dave. It apparently is a 9-yard first down marker at the point. The line of scrimmage is at the 46. The first down marker is at the 45. As they're going to let this one go right down to zeros, and we'll have the fourth quarter coming up on WLEW Sports. It's Cass City 36, Bad Axe 16. Bad Axe 36, Bad Axe 16. Have I ever told you how much I just love lawsuits? What's not to like? You get to lose all of your hard-earned money. You get to miss work to sit in an awesome courtroom. And how could I forget? You get to deal with attorneys all day long. They're my fave. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. If you're not a big fan of lawsuits, and you'd rather spend your money the way you want to, make sure you have the proper insurance coverage. It's quite simple, and I can help. Call me at 989-375-4598 in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. That's Clark Ramsey. Cass City's up by 20, 36-16 with 12 minutes on the clock. Cass City facing now a first down nearly at midfield at their own 45-yard line, now going left to right across the radio.
Yeah, and neither team in any hurry right now. Cass City going to milk some clock, continue to run the ball with Perzanowski. Mix in a little bit of Cuthrell here and there. And we haven't seen Fields all that at all in the second half, so it wouldn't be surprised.